Hi, I'm Mark Goodfellow. I'm the lead elder of Church on the Way. I want to introduce us as a church to you, who we are. I want to tell you that we love the Lord Jesus Christ and we want to make him known throughout the earth. We want to work with God the Holy Spirit as he leads us and guides us in endeavoring to do this. We want to just tell you that we're a family that works together. We're united as one. We're on a journey to fulfill the purposes of God in our life. And we encourage you, as we have this pioneering heart, to go to the nations and to preach this gospel, not only in our nation of South Africa, but the nations of the earth, to reach out with the good news that we find in Jesus Christ. So in this process, we really do believe that we are a church on the go. We are on this journey, this adventure together. We don't have all the answers, but we do know who has the answer, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. So come and join us as we work together and we work on this journey to fulfill his plans and purposes for our lives. God bless you.
Amen. Are you alive? Okay, some of you are. We sang that song, that it's his breath that's in our lungs. Amen. I want to continue this morning. I shared with you a short while ago on More Than Me. And everything that God has called us to is so much more than what we are, so much more than who I am, and so much more than me. Amen. Father, we thank you and we give you all the glory and all the honor. Father, who would we be as a people without you? We thank you. We thank you, Father, that you are with us, that you stand with us, Father, as mighty God, as an awesome and a mighty one, Lord. And Father, I thank you that as we've gathered together as a family, and in this gathering, Lord, as you've given me opportunity to release your word, Father, I pray that that word would be far-reaching this morning, that it would be a word, Father, that is just watered of you, Father, that this word this morning would bear fruit in the lives, Father, that this word this morning would be life-changing. Father, I ask today, Lord, that by your Spirit, that your Spirit, Father, would move in this place, and that you just minister individually this morning through the preaching of this word, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see somebody standing at the edge of a cliff, and there's no ways that you can get to the other side. I don't know what you're going through or what your circumstances, but I see you standing here, and there's this big chasm from where you are up until where you need to be. But I see the Lord Jesus has come, and he's almost put a bridge between you and to that place. And I really want to encourage you. I don't know what's going on in your life, that you take your eyes off where you are and to lift up and to look to Jesus, because Jesus is making a way for you where there seems to be no way. Is there somebody like that here this morning? Is that for you? Father, I thank you. Father, that you are the God of the impossible. Lord, that you make a way where there seems to be no way. And Father, I just thank you that in this time, Lord, as we keep our eyes fixed on you, as your daughters keep their eyes fixed on you, Father, Lord, that you make a way today where there seems to be no way, Father, Lord, as they keep their eyes fixed on you, Father, Lord, supernaturally, that they would pass from one to the other, because you're with them, Father, and you stand with them as mighty God. Father, I thank you, Lord. I just pray, Father, that you just lift up and that you make strong this morning in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that you've already done it, that you've already done it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Is that okay this morning if we go just a little bit over time? Is that okay? Absolutely. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'd ask you to stand, both of you. Thank you, Father. Guys married. Yeah. Father, I thank you for this couple. I thank you, Father, for great things, Lord. I'll tell you what I see. I see this yacht. And you know there are many pieces, many aspects to yacht, but Lord showed me two things. I see the yacht and I see the keel. And the yacht is no good without the keel. And vice versa. And I see that Lord has called you like that. God's called you to work together. Like with that yacht, the keel and the yacht itself, the key, just bring stability to the yacht. And it can go as the strong winds begin to blow. It brings stability so this thing just doesn't fall over. God's calling you to work together. And I just feel in my heart that right now, as your winds, as your sails are set, is almost ready to blow wind into your sails. And you're going to see a move of God, and God's going to move you into what he's calling you to in this hour. Your names? Ryan and Stephanie. Father, we thank you for Ryan and for Stephanie, Lord. Lord, that you've called them for this time, that you've called them for the season. Father, I ask, Lord, as they keep their eyes fixed on you, Lord, like that wind that just blows into the cells, that you'd blow into the cells of their lives, Father, into the spirit man. And Lord, that they would be led of you, Father. Lord, that even at this young age, Father, that they would run, Father, with your strength, that they would have your wisdom, Father, and they would have your supernatural abilities to do what you've called them to do in this hour, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, right now, Lord, that you'd open their eyes to see, that you'd open their ears to hear, that you'd open their mouths to speak, Father. Father, that you'd anoint their feet, Lord, and Father, that you'd anoint their hands. I thank you, Father, that you've gone before them, and Lord, that you are with them as mighty God, and Lord, that would be so evident in their lives in this time, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. More than me, sometimes we want to control things. And you want to move things in the way that we feel things need to go or the way it needs to happen. Is that right? Yes. And I'm like that sometimes. And I read a few scriptures with you the last time. And the one was 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 to 12. And it talks about that we can't comprehend what God has prepared for those that love them. The other one was John 16, verse 13 to 15, where he says that he'll take what is of his and that he will declare it to us. He will take of what is of him and he'll give it to us. And the other one is John 14, verse 12 to 14, where he says that we will do greater works than these. Amen? Do you believe that this morning? Yes. Even at a young age, we are taught that we need to be a somebody. We want to be heard. We want title. And I think that's a fleshly thing. That we want all these things. We are taught that way. And we've been led that way, that we want recognition. And that's often, we are led by the pride of man. We're led by pride when we are walking in those things. We want to be doing what other people are doing. And we want to do it the way they're doing these things, in that specific way. And one thing I do, though, this morning, for everybody here seated here this morning, is that we want to know him. And we want to be doing the will of God. Is that right? I want to know him, and I want to do the will of God. We want to experience God. Do you want to experience God? Yes, we do. I do. But often we get caught up in doing so much stuff. In all the stuff that we're doing, we can end up missing experiencing God. and knowing and doing the will of God in our lives. We often talk about the nuggets of God's word, that there are nuggets in his word. There are precious things in the word of God. We often talk about the keys. There are keys in his word that unlock. Keys in his word that unlock. That open up things for us. Amen. Do you believe that? Yes. And I want to share with you this morning one big key. It's a really important key in our lives. As God is calling us, and as he is speaking to us this morning, he's always speaking to us, and he has been for a long, long time. But there's a key that is needed in our walk with him to unlock, to bring us into the place where he wants us to experience him, where we come into a place of knowing and doing the will of God. And it's not an easy thing sometimes to work out in our lives. What is that key? It's servant. But a servant. A servant first. The servant heart. And in the world sense, a servant is frowned upon. A servant is looked upon being down here. It's of no value, of no good. But God is calling us this morning to be servant. That there would be an outworking of that in our lives. So what does it mean to be a servant? I'm going to give you, let me see how many points I've got here. 11 points, you can write it down or you can go back again and just go through them on the YouTube channel. What does it mean to be a servant? Point number one. We need to be humble for God. We need to be ready to act as God nudges and inspires us. We are called God's servant as we obediently walk with the Lord. Number three. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, listen to this, my servant will also be. Where I am, my servant will also be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Point four, we serve God in his spirit and not in our own strength. We serve God in his spirit and not in our own strength. We serve God with his wisdom and not our own understanding. We serve God in prayer. We serve God to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Serving God allows us to experience God's presence. Serving God allows us to experience God's presence. Serving God means acknowledging that everything you have is from him and for him. Everything you have is from him and it's for him. God doesn't just want to work through you. He wants to work in you, in me. The servant of the Lord is one chosen by Yahweh. The position of a slave, servant, it's one of submission. And I've only given you 11 points this morning, but there are so many more. I want to look at someone in the Bible. And I want to look at Moses this morning. We're going to look at the life of Moses. And the servant of God he was. Moses is called the servant of the Lord. And he is called Moses, my servant, more than anyone else in the Old Testament. It was almost his official title, the servant of God, my servant. Why was he called that? I believe it was because he lived it. One of servanthood before God, doing what God was asking him to do. I'd like us to turn to Deuteronomy 34, verse 5. And the word says, so Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. Let's look at that again. So Moses, the servant of the Lord. Moses, the servant of the Lord. Numbers 12, 7 to 8. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. King David was also called my servant, so was Joshua. The Lord speaks of his prophets, saying, I have sent all my servants, the prophets. I have sent all my servants, the prophets. Moses stood out as the man of God. And I think that's what happens when we are first servants of God. When we become servants of God, like with Moses, he stood out as the man of God. When we become servants of God, we will stand out as men and women of God. That's what people will see. He was called servant because he did the job God gave him. And I believe he did it well. Moses did it well. I believe this is what set him apart to be called a faithful servant. To be called a faithful servant, I believe there is no greater tribute. A faithful servant. I ask you this morning, when you stand before Jesus one day, what do you want him to say? Well done, good and faithful servant. Well done, good and faithful servant. I don't believe you'll say, well done, good and faithful prophet, or well done, good and faithful teacher. Well done, good and faithful prophet. Well done, good and faithful servant. And I've often said to Lenny, and I know we've discussed, Lenny and I, we discuss certain things and we talk about a lot of things. And I've often said there's like, sometimes there's something missing. There's something missing in our walk. Or there's something missing maybe in the body of Christ. And I think this is one of those things. It's servanthood. The servant of God. Something else, Moses demonstrated servant leadership in his actions. He demonstrated servant leadership in action. He sacrificed immense worldly honor and became a servant. Why do I say that? We all know the story of Moses, that he grew up in Pharaoh's courts. He grew up in Pharaoh's courts. The Word of God also says that he was a humble man, and we'll get to this just now. He was a humble man. He would go continually to God for sustenance and power. He was continually going to God and waiting for God to speak to him. Yes, Moses was a prophet. He was a preacher. He was the man of God. And when submitted to Christ, when we are submitted to him, all these offices will fall into place in our lives as it did with Moses. When I'm in that right place of becoming a servant before God, all those offices will fall into place in our lives, in my life. I won't have to strive to be this or that. The man of God will reveal itself through us, men and women here today, and those that are watching online. Deuteronomy 34, verse 10 to 12. And there has not arisen a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. None like him for all the signs and wonders that the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land. Numbers 12:3. Now the man Moses was very meek, more than all the people who were on the face of the earth. So the ESV says meek. A lot of translations say humble, but being humble. So the word says that he was very humble. Very humble. Why did they put... They could have just said humble, but they put the very in front. He was very humble. More than all the people who were on the face of the earth. And I think that's what happens when we become servants of God. It brings us into a place of humility where we become humble before him. It's in that place of humility and humbleness that God is able to work in us and through us. I'd like us to turn to John 8, verse 29. And this is Jesus speaking. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. I always do the things that are pleasing to him. Who is he talking about? My Father. I always do the things that are pleasing to my Father. And we know in the word it says, I only did what I saw my Father doing. I only did what I saw my Father doing. And that's what a servant does. He sees what his Father is doing. He only does what his Father has shown him or what his Father has called him to do. And it was the same with Moses. That's why he was seen as faithful in God's eyes. Acts 7, 23 to 29. I'm not going to read that whole part, but this is where Moses runs away and he runs into the desert. He runs away because he killed an Egyptian. He saw what was happening with God's people. Try to take things in his own hands, in his own strength, and an Egyptian dies, and he runs away into the desert. and he starts tending the flocks of Jethro, Jethro's flocks. And I believe that was in all those years that Moses was tending the flocks in the desert, that God began ministering to him and God began speaking to him. And that's where God established him and prepared him for the job that he was calling him to. This is where the khaki meets the tarmac this morning for all of us sitting here. See all the smiles. Ephesians 1, and then we're going to read from 3 to 6. Ephesians 1, 3 to 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. So what stood out here for me was called according to his purpose and his will. We have been adopted to himself as sons through Jesus Christ. So who is the scripture speaking to this morning? Who is the scripture speaking about this morning? Us, yes. God is talking to us this morning. We've been called according to his purpose and his will. Mark 10:42-45. And Jesus called them to him and said to them, you know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For this, even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom, to give his life as a ransom for many. John 13:12-17. And when he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, do you not understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for so I am. And if I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do just as I have done to you. True, true, truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. And that's the key. Both in the Hebrew and the Greek words translated servant as being under subjection to another. Are we under subjection to another? Are we under subjection to our Father? Are we under subjection to our Lord Jesus Christ? If I ask you this morning, how do you measure your walk with God? How do you measure that? Have you been under subjection? Do you see that? See that? Are there the fruits of that in your life? It talks about becoming a slave. Paul talks about a lot in his writings about becoming a slave, a bond servant. A slave has no rights, but a servant has a little bit more liberty than a slave. A slave, his will is owned by someone else. He's not free to spend his time and energy as he pleases. He's not free to spend his time and energy as he pleases. This is a place of great responsibility for us, and it's not always easy to fulfill. Let's turn to the book of Psalms. I'd like to read to you Psalms 10, verse 4. I believe there's something. This is something that always gets in the way. In the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him. All his thoughts are, there is no God. I believe that this is a person who does not use his time and energy to seek God. Philippians 4:13. We all know that scripture very, very well. Philippians 4:13. Who can quote it for me this morning? What does it say? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And we quote that scripture. But I believe that that scripture comes alive when I'm walking as a bondservant of Christ. It's in that place that we will see the outworking of that scripture, Philippians 4:13. When I'm truly a servant of Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Moses, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Psalms 37. Are you awake? Okay, just checking. Psalms 37, 45. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. Wow. Let's read that again. Delight. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will act. And I want to leave that scripture with you this morning. A servant of God delights in the Lord. A servant of God will delight in the Lord. A servant of God will commit his way to the Lord. When I've got that right in my life, when that's right, what does the word say? He will act. He will act. What does the word say? He will give you the desires of your heart. When we become servants of God, people, when we become servants of God, the man of God will reveal itself in our life. I won't have to make that thing work. It'll happen. I really want you, when you go home today, to ponder this message. And just that word servant, bond servant, slave, and to go through it when you get home. And I pray that as you're going through that, that Holy Spirit would speak to you and He would minister that word to you. And that would become, it wouldn't just be a message or a word, but it will become real in your life. That we would be a people that walk that out. We want to see God move. We want to experience Him. We need to get that right. Truly, we need to get that right. As you read in Psalms. Amen? Yeah. Has God been speaking to you? Yes. Yes. And like I said earlier, and I believe that this is one of the big keys that's missing. That's been missing for a long, long time. We go back and we become servants of the Most High. A servant listens and a servant does what he asked of us. Amen? Can I ask you all to stand? As Dieter's playing the guitar this morning, if you can come before God individually, and I feel that we need to repent of sometimes just running forward and doing our own stuff. Amen? I'm going to give you a minute and then we'll pray. Father, we come before You this morning. And Father, we say that we love You. We know, Lord, that the flesh is weak. The Spirit is strong, that You are strong. And Father, where we've run ahead of You, and where we've done things in our own strength, we ask You, Father, to forgive us. We repent right now, in Jesus' name. Father, my heart and my prayer for us all is that we'll truly become servants of You, Father, that we'll be Your servant here on earth. And like Moses, when Moses acted out and he did all that You asked him to do, and Father, it's only a servant that can do that. Father, that we would be like that, that we would be a people that move that way as servants of God, doing what You've called us and what You've asked us to do, Father. So, Father, we thank You. We thank You, Father, that we give You all the glory and all the honor this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Neil?